Well, good evening, everyone. We're going to make a wee start just to our prayer meeting tonight. Has anyone got a favourite hymn you'd like to sing? Just shout out the number, please. 277 in your hymn book. 277 in your hymn book. It's a well-known gospel hymn on the golden streets of heaven. All men hope to walk someday, yet so many are not willing to accept the living way. We'll sing the first verse and we'll sing the last verse. Verses 1 and 4 along with the chorus, and we'll keep our seats just while we sing. 277. Favorite? 370 in your hymn book. 370, 370 on the page 326. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. We'll sing the first verse and then we'll sing the third verse. Verses 1 and 3 along with the chorus. Remaining seated just while we sing. 370.
Jesus, and this glory.
one more favourite. 325. 325 in your hymn book. 325. 325 on the page 308. I was a sinner, but now I'm free. His wondrous grace has rescued me. Once I was blind, but now I see. A brand from the burning, he rescued me. A wonderful hymn of testimony. We'll sing the first two verses. Verses 1 and 2 along with the chorus. Remaining seated, please. Hymn 271 will make it our opening hymn tonight. 271 on the page 285. If your hymn book free from the law, oh happy condition, Jesus have bled, and there is remission, cursed by the law, and bruised by the fall, grace have redeemed us once for all. 271, you're singing well there in those opening hymns. Let us keep it up. This time we'll stand as we sing, as the organist leads us, and singing it out with all of our heart. 271 standing as we sing. Let's stand as we sing. Thank you. look to the Lord, please, in a word of prayer, praying for the Lord's help and blessing and presence with us tonight around His Word and around the throne of grace in prayer. Our gracious God, our loving Father in heaven, we gather, O God, before Thee this evening hour. We come through the precious and worthy and all-prevailing and all-powerful name of Thy Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who died for our sins upon the cross, who shed His blood to provide for us, even as we have been singing, that perfect salvation. And Father, we thank Thee that on the cross Christ cried out, "It is finished." We thank Thee, O God, that He offered Himself a once for all, a sacrifice for sins. And Father, we thank Thee, O God, that the precious blood of Christ, that it cleanseth us from all sin. And O God, we thank Thee and we praise Thee, O God, tonight through Christ our Saviour. Through faith in Him as our Redeemer, we've been delivered from the guilt of our sin, from the condemnation and the penalty of our sin. And we praise Thee and we thank Thee, O God, that through faith in Christ one day in heaven we shall be delivered from the very presence of sin itself. And O God, our Father, as we come before Thee tonight in the Saviour's name, we return Thee thanks for Thy mercies and Thy blessings to us, even since we've last met together here in this fashion. We thank Thee for the going forth of Thy Word, even in our absence during the holiday season. And bless the minister of Thy Word to all who heard, saved and unsaved alike. And Lord, we just look afresh to Thee tonight to bless our coming together here around Thy Word and around the throne of grace and prayer. Father, we do pray for a very gracious, conscious sense of the presence of the Lord. We pray, Lord, tonight that from this opening hymn to the last amen, that we might know that Thou art in the midst, that Thou art here, O God, and that Thou art here and that to bless. We thank Thee for all who have been able to gather with us this evening. And Father, we pray that Thou would bless each head bowed before Thee, O God. Meet the need of every heart, of every life, of every home, of every family. We thank Thee, O God, that there's no limit with Thee, that Thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Remember each and every one of Thy children. Bless them. Lead them on with God. Just draw us each one closer, Lord, to Thee, we pray of Thee. Help us, Lord, to walk by faith. Increase our faith. Strengthen our love, O God, for Thee, and our zeal for Thee and for the things of God. Help us, Lord, to be conformed more and more unto the image of Christ, our Saviour and our Redeemer. Remember, Lord, those in our families and family circles still unsaved and still out of Christ. We do bring them before Thee tonight in the faith. And Lord, we just look to Thee that Thou would intervene in their hearts and lives in mercy and in grace, and that Thou would make them wise, O God, unto salvation. O Lord, we pray. Again, Lord, we're mindful of those that are unable to join with us tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. Lord, those that are led aside, we pray that Thou will draw near to them, that Thou will touch them and strengthen them, and that Thou will minister to their needs and to their hearts. Lord, as Thou would see their need, by Thy mighty power and by Thy mighty grace, O God, we ask. And for those tonight who would listen in online also, Lord, wherever they are to be found, whatever their circumstances might be, we pray that Thou wilt bless them also, and that Thou wilt minister to their needs and bless Thy word and Thy truth to their hearts and to their souls, O God, we pray. Remember, O God, tonight our land, our nation for good. We think of other prayer meetings such as this. We pray that Thy blessing will be upon Thine assembled people as they gather around Thy word and around the throne of grace and prayer. Think of gospel missions and ministry meetings on at this time, and special efforts also amongst the boys and the girls, Lord. Bless every faithful effort, O God, for Thee, we pray. Wherever Thy word is faithfully taught and proclaimed, O God, we pray. We pray that Thou wilt bless it, that this night precious souls will be saved, and that Thy kingdom, O God, will be extended and blessed in a mighty and in a powerful way. Lord, abide with us, we pray of Thee. Bless us around Thy word, O God. Speak to our hearts tonight afresh.
And Lord, bless us around the throne of grace and prayer. We rejoice tonight in the great privilege and indeed the great weapon of warfare, of prayer that we have as the people of God. And Father, we thank Thee, O God, that Thou hast promised in Thy word that Thine eye of the Lord is upon the righteous and that Thine ear is open unto their prayers. And we rejoice, O God, tonight that Thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And Lord, we pray that Thou would bless us tonight. Give us liberty in prayer. Give us help in prayer. Give us faith in prayer, O God, we ask. And Lord, we pray that Thou would just bless us and that we might go home tonight rejoicing as the people of God, knowing, O Lord, that we've met with Thee, knowing, Lord, that we've heard Thy voice, O God, we pray. And grant us even that fresh touch, O Lord, from Thyself. Abide with us now, we pray. Shelter our meeting over and around with the precious blood of the Lamb. Close out all, every thought and distraction, O God, that is not of Thee. And in all that is said and done tonight amongst us, bring honor and glory unto Thy name. For we do pray these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. We're going to turn tonight, please, in God's Word to the Old Testament book of the Psalms, to the Psalm 145. The Psalm 145, we'll just read this psalm through in its entirety. While you're looking it up, we welcome you all in the Lord's name. It's good to see each one gathered out this evening. We pray the Lord will bless you around God's word and around the throne of grace and prayer. Thank you also for your prayers during the holiday season. We're certainly at a blessed time. We trust the Lord has blessed you also through the ministry of God's word and those who ministered in our absence. And remember also, please, the services here on the Lord's Day. We'll be along to bring God's word Lord's Day morning, 12 noon, and then the evening gospel service at 7. Both services preceded by the half hour of prayer. Do pray for those meetings and plan to join with us and invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's precious and holy word. Psalm 145 and the verse number 1. Let us hear God's word as we read it together. I will extol Thee, my God, O King, and I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise Thy works to another, and shall declare Thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of Thy majesty, and of Thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of Thy terrible acts, and I will declare Thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of Thy great goodness, and shall sing of Thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All Thy works shall praise Thee, O Lord, and Thy saints shall bless Thee. They shall speak of the glory of Thy kingdom, and talk of Thy power, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and Thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest Thy hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. Amen. May God bless this reading of His holy word to all our hearts this night. The verses that I want us just to look at before we get down to prayer, really our text for this evening, is verses 18 and 19 of this psalm. It says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Now, in the psalm here before us, we find that the psalmist David is praising the Lord. It's really a psalm of praise, and you see that from verses 1 and 2 of the psalm, where he says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. And it is indeed important that the Lord's people praise the Lord. My praise glorifies the Lord. It brings honor to the Lord. And you see here in the psalm how David, he praises the Lord for his greatness. Look at verse 3. He says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. In other words, the greatness of God is beyond all human comprehension. He praises the Lord there for the compassion of the Lord. You see that in verse 8. He says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. And then you see how the Lord is full and overflowing with compassion, with grace. He praises the Lord for his goodness. In verse 9, he says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. He praises the Lord for his kingdom. In verse 13 of the psalm, he says, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. There is no end to the kingdom of God. Every Christian is part of an eternal, everlasting kingdom. He praises the Lord also for his preserving grace. You see that in verse 14. He says, the Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The Lord is the one who preserves his people in life. He upholds his people. He raises up his people. He is the lifter up of the people of God. He praises the Lord for God's provision. Look at what he says in verse 15 of the psalm. He says, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. One of the great names of the Lord is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. The Lord is the great provider for his people, for his children. He praises the Lord for his holiness. Look at verse 17. It says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. And there is no blemish with God. God is altogether holy. He is impeccable. Without sin, he can do no sin. And he is holy and righteous. Notice it there. In all his works and all his ways, there is no blemish whatsoever. And then whenever we come to our text, verses 18 and 19, here David is praising the Lord for the fact that God hears. And God answers prayer. This God whom he has been describing already in the psalm. The God who is almighty, the God who is full of compassion, the God who is good, whose kingdom is eternal, who preserves his people, who provides for his people, who is holy, the same God here. David praises for the very fact that he hears and answers the prayers, the cries of his children. He says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. And this was something that David praised God for. It was something that caused a note of praise and gladness in his heart and in his soul. And dear child of God, can I say to you tonight, this is something that we too can praise the Lord for tonight, because the Lord, he changes not. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. And because of that, the Lord still hears and answers prayer. And that is something to praise God for tonight, something that encourages our hearts and our souls as the people of God, even in a prayer meeting such as this. And in these words here of David, wherein he highlights the wonderful blessing here of the Lord hearing and answering prayer, they're just a number of thoughts I want to share with you that really lie in the very surface of these verses before us. Notice first of all here how David speaks to us about the reality of prayer. In verse 18 he says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Notice the double mention there of the word call. He says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth. Underline those words, two word mentions of the word call there. And that's really what prayer is. What is prayer? It's the believer, the Christian, the child of God, calling upon God. Child of God, whenever you were saved, what did you do? You called upon the Lord. You called in faith upon the Lord to save you, to cleanse you from your sins. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how all of us began the Christian life. Wherever that was, whenever it was, we called upon the Lord. And as we go on in the Christian life, there must be that continual calling upon the Lord. This was the mark of Samuel, the Old Testament prophet. As you study his life and look into his life, you'll see this is one of the marks of his life, a man who called upon the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12, verse 18, so Samuel called upon the Lord. Again, this was the mark of Stephen. Think of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, even when they were stoning him to death. What does the Bible say about him? In Acts 7, verse 59, it says, they stoned Stephen. It says, calling upon God. Even as he was entering into glory, he was still calling upon the Lord, seeking the Lord. Turn in your Bible over to Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter 33, and look with me there at verse number 3 of that chapter, a very well-known verse, I'm sure, to us all, one that we often hear quoted in prayer meetings. Hear the Lord, yes, the King of glory, invites you. He beckons you and I to call upon him. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. My, just as a person may go into their bank asking for a loan and seeking for a loan, so as believers we have this wonderful privilege of going to the Lord, going to the Lord of glory and prayer and asking him to supply our needs and help us with our needs, our cares, our burdens in life. Yes, we can look to him for pardon. We can look to him for restoration. We can look to him for strength, for health. We can look to him for comfort. We can look to him for relief. We can look to him for deliverance and for succor in every time of need. And brethren and sisters in Christ, we have great encouragement to call upon the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is kind. The Lord is compassionate. He is loving. He is gracious. Think of how David describes the Lord in Psalm 86, verse 5. He says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Yes, we see here the reality of prayer. What is it? Calling upon the Lord. But notice, secondly, not only reality of prayer, notice the manner of prayer. In the second place, notice the manner of prayer. Look again at verse 18 there of Psalm 145. It said, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Notice the mention there of that word truth. Think of that word truth. That word truth that points you and I to the Word of God itself. Remember the prayer of Christ to his heavenly Father in John 17, speaking about the Word of God. He says, thy word is truth. Therefore, to call upon God in truth means us as believers living in agreement with God's word and an agreement with God's truth. And my, such a testimony is further emphasized here in verse 19 by David's reference to the fear of the Lord. Look at verse 19. He says, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. What does it mean to fear the Lord? To fear the Lord means us reverencing the Lord. It means us respecting the Lord. It means us obeying the Lord. It means, yes, a departure from sin, a desire to live for the glory of the Lord. The Bible says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And then we can also say further that this word truth in verse 18, it means just praying for things that are in agreement with God's word and an agreement with God's will. It says the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. And that speaks of us praying in accordance with the word of God and the will of God itself. And think of our Savior. That is how the Lord Jesus Christ always prayed. We have an example of his prayer in Luke's Gospel chapter 22. Turn over there to Luke's Gospel chapter 22. Just on the eve of his crucifixion. Here we read about the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. And look at verse number 39 there of Luke chapter 22. Says of the Lord, and he came out and went as he was wont. This was his custom. He went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Notice those final words there in his prayer. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that is how Christ always prayed. He always prayed in agreement with God's word and God's will for life. Indeed, that is how the Lord himself teaches us to pray as his people. In the Lord's Prayer, that passage of Scripture we know and often refer to as the Lord's Prayer. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, he says to his people about prayer, he says, they were to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That speaks of surrendering, being yielded to the word of God, to the will of God. And child of God, this is what it means, yes, for you and I to call upon God in truth. Yes, it means a holy life. But it means us also praying for things within the remit of God's word and God's will for our lives. The reality of prayer, the manner of prayer. Notice one final thought here in our text. Notice the wonderful blessings that prayer brings. What are the blessings that come through prayer? Well, you'll see there is the blessing here of the Lord's nearness. Notice how verse 18 begins. The Lord is nigh. The Lord is near. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. Yes, it's by us giving ourselves to prayer, be it private prayer, public prayer, that we will know the Savior drawing near in our lives. In James chapter 4, verse 8, it says there, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. The promise is there of the Lord drawing near to his praying people. Think again of the wonderful promise that Christ gave to his people in Matthew 18 and the verse 20. He says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. When his people gather together for prayer, should there only be two or three, he says, there am I in the midst. The promise is that the Lord draws very near. He draws near to his people. There's that special sense of the presence of the Lord with his people and among us praying people. What a blessing that is. Turning your Bible back there to Psalm number 91. Psalm number 91, and look at verse number 15. Notice here what the Lord says about this in prayer. He says of his people, his child, he says, he shall call upon me and I will answer them. And then notice the promise. I will be with him even in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And again, the thought is there of the Lord drawing near to his child. As that brother or sister in Christ prays and seeks God and calls upon the Lord's name, he shall call upon me, the Lord says, and I will be with him. Oh, this surely is why the hymn writer could say, rich are the moments of blessing spent in communion with him. And they could say those words from experience, because as they prayed and as they sought the Lord, they knew the Lord drawing near. Yes, there is the promise here of the Lord's nearness, but as well as the promise of the Lord's nearness, there's also the blessing of seeing our petitions answered. Look at the promise there in verse 19 of Psalm 145. It says, of the Lord, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. That speaks of prayer being answered. By the Lord's great promise to his people in the book of Isaiah is this. He says, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. In other words, it is no vain thing, no empty thing, no futile thing for the believer, the Christian, for the church of Jesus Christ to pray. God hears and God answers prayer. Turning your Bible over to 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5 verses 14 and 15. Notice there the great assurance here that John gives his people regarding the Lord and hearing and answering prayer. He says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. That was John's confidence. He says, we know, he was sure about this, that we have the petitions that we desired of him. O child of God, in our text tonight, you and I, we have a tremendous encouragement here to pray. What an encouragement it is. Therefore, tonight, indeed each day of our lives, let us give ourselves to prayer daily, calling upon God. There's no greater work, dear Christian, to be involved in than the work of prayer, the work of seeking God and calling upon his name. I'm sure most of us tonight here in the meeting, we have a key in our pocket, key of our homes. What does that key do? It really opens the door into the wonderful blessing and the comfort of our homes. And we all say and we all know the truth that there's no place like home. Well, dear child of God, remember this, that prayer is the key to heaven's blessing. The key that opens to you the great storehouses and the great treasures of God's blessing. You turn back there, turn over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6. And I want you to look at verse number 6 of that chapter, the Sermon on the Mount. Look at what Christ says here about prayer to his people. He says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And notice the promise. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Thomas Brooks was a great Puritan preacher and a writer of a bygone day. And he preached and no doubt he proclaimed a sermon around this text. And the title he gave to this verse and what he had to say in this message was, here we have the privy key to heaven. In other words, the key to heaven's blessing. What is it? It's prayer. God's people seeking the Lord. God's people calling upon the Lord's name. Dear believer, tonight be encouraged to pray. Think again of the words of our text that says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will, that's the Lord of glory, will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. May the Lord stamp and write his word upon all our hearts for Jesus' sake tonight. We'll perhaps turn again in our hymn book to the hymn number 632. 632 is a great hymn to encourage us in prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. That calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. 632 will stand again as we sing, and singing it with all of our hearts. Stand as we sing.
We are the best.
Well, we'll just get down to our time of prayer. Encourage as many as possible to pray, to seek the Lord. Men and women alike, as the Lord leads us and guides us right through to about 20 or 25 past 9 or so. Do please remember the services, pray for them. And then no doubt also the restart, soon in the will of the Lord, of the Sunday school, the children's work and the youth fellowship. Be much in prayer for that. And even pray over the autumn season, the Lord would bring in new and young families and the Lord would save souls in the meetings. Remember again the literature given out at the show. Pray that God will speak on through the printed page, through the word that was given out there. Remember the sick, please, in your prayers, those connected with us. The Reverend Cook has been in hospital, though he is improving. Remember him. Sister Mrs. Woods has been unwell as well. Remember her in your prayers. And others as well connected with us who need a touch from the Lord. Do remember our missionaries as well at home and abroad. Pray for them. And maybe you could also remember our brother, the Reverend Andrew Foster and his wife out in Canada due to the forest fires out there. They've had to leave their home. They've been evacuated from their home. They're living presently in the church, I understand. So just remember them, that even the Lord might turn away that fire and protect their property. They might be able to return to that. And remember the Youth Council outreach as well on in London this week. The two of our own young people are over there helping with that, our brother Mr. Richard Edwards and also Miss Bethany Edwards. So pray for them. That'll be a blessed week for them and for all who labour in that, that souls will be saved and blessed. But encourage as many as possible to pray. These are just some things as the Lord leads you and guides you by His Spirit. Let us pour out our hearts before the Lord and prayer. Maybe I'll ask our brother Ian to lead us off in prayer, and then our brother Mr. Raymond Medill, and then one after the other, as the Lord would lead us in the time that is left, please. Thank you.